Everybody good this morning? Survived 4th of July. We had quite a group at our house last night, and the fireworks were over, and we kind of piled all the residue up, the big boxes and stuff, caught on fire, so we let it go. I went over after it burned a while, seen it going down, and I thought, well, I'll help this. So I was going to shovel the stuff that hadn't burned. That was my phone. I forgot I had it. Yes? No. And anyway, as I was shoveling, I thought, this is probably dumb. Because if something didn't go off, and just about the time I said that, one of the bigger ones that had not ignited went off. It was enough impact that it put the fire out for a moment. Then it lit back up, and there I stood like, did I get singed? I could smell hair, but I don't know how bad it was. So. Nothing is impossible, even leaving my phone on. Oh, it was just President Trump. Yeah. Don Jr., my father asked. Yeah, okay, I hear you. I'm sure I'm so important to ask. We all right? While we're off the case here, next Sunday we'll have a sign-up sheet. We're going to go ahead and have the giveaway for the children for school, like we did last year. We'll be pulling it all together in the fellowship hall, whatnot. Boy, my mouth is dry this morning. Look at this cup they give me. Matt, where did you find that? Thank you. It's so small I can't even hold on to it. Anyway, we're going to start getting that together. So be thinking about that, praying about that. All the children's clothes, if you want to, like last year, we gave for socks and underwear. If you want to give cash, they can get new for the kids. But last year was a major success. I mean, it was awesome how much stuff we got to give away. It takes a lot of money to send kids to school. You know, we're kind of in that situation. They're still trying to decide if we're having school or not. So it doesn't matter. We're going to go ahead and move forward. That's what the nation needs to do, is to move forward and trust in Jesus. While we're on subject of that, those on the internet right now, if you are a little bit afraid to come to church, I understand everybody's in a different place, but we've got the fellowship hall set up with a 9x16 screen, and you could come in there and sit off to the side if you want, go in and out of the side doors where you don't have to mingle with everybody. So that's an option if you want to. And if you really want to be private, we've got the Explorer room that you could go in there as a family and sit and watch church. So don't miss church for the COVID-19. All good. Everybody here is socially distanced, and everything's good. God's good. Let's get into the Word this morning. I have been talking about the armor, and I'm going a little different route this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you for just all you're doing in our lives, and we thank you for the Word, and we thank you that it is the answer. Father, we've got to get to that place of knowing that if the Word says it, it's a fact, that it's true, and it will take care of us, Father. We give you the praise this morning as our hearts are going to be opened. Those that are here, those that are able to come out, those that are at home, watching by internet, by Facebook, we thank you. Those that have never stepped in the building and watching on Facebook, we thank you. We call you blessed, and we thank you that you're with us. You're part of the church if you're with us every Sunday morning, and we thank you for it. Father, thank you for this word in Jesus' name. You know, in John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you." It's an interesting thing, and as I'm walking through what I'm walking through right now, it's an interesting thing. I've had people criticize me because they think I'm not grieving of my loss of my wife. Give me a break, number one. And number two, I know the answer. I know the answer to all this, and I'm going to be talking about that this morning. See, the peace that we have to live is not a peace that we work up. It's not a peace that we strive for. It says to pursue peace, but what it's saying in that scripture, pursuing peace is understanding Christ and understanding what Christ did for you. It's not working it. It's not, well, I'm gonna be peaceful today. And I'm just going to be. No, you can't do anything without Christ. In fact is, you've got to come to the place of recognizing that it doesn't matter what takes place. It doesn't matter what went on. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter how you feel. You can't get up and listen. You cannot get up in the morning and go by how you feel. And the older you get, the harder that's going to be. I promise. You can't go by that. You've got to go by what the Word has said and by what the Word is, because that's who you are. And we can't, I mean, you know, if you've got those things that are driving you crazy that you can change, yes, change it to keep your peace. But that's not the peace we're even talking about. We're talking about a peace that can be on you, you know, and it's grace. That grace that can be on you, that no matter what goes on in your life, you can walk through it. And you can trust that He's got you in this, and He will take care of you. It's a peace that you've got to know. And I can only give you what the Word says, and you've got to gain the revelation. You've got to gain, He's got to speak to you personally. Everybody here, everybody by internet, I can only give you what the Word says. You've got to seek God, and then when it drops into your heart, you will know that you know that you know. There'll be no changing in your heart about it. You will know that you know. And if you haven't got there yet, it's there. You just keep seeking God. He will take care of this for you. You've got to be at that place of understanding that it's a total rest. It's a place of whatever is taking place in your life, good or bad, that He's been there already. See, He wrote the book. He's seen the beginning. He's seen the end. He knows exactly where you're at, what you're going through, what's going to take place, what happens tomorrow, and how you're even going to react to tomorrow. He already knows that. So if we back up into Him, because see, you're a new creature in Christ. That's what the Bible says. If you accepted Him as Lord and Savior, you're a new creature in Christ. Well, if I'm a new creature in Christ, then I'm not the old Ron. See, I got born again at 12 years old, but I was never taught the things of God, so I never knew I was a new creature in Christ. I just knew at the time something happened in my life. But the more I study the Word, the more I'm around the Word, the more I hear that He's the answer, then I start getting that rhema word, they call it. I start getting that revelation of what He really is. I start understanding that He's in the midst of my whole life, and He has nothing bad for me. He's going to make good. That's what's exciting about it. See, I'm excited about, I mean, I'm grieving the loss of my wife that I had for 48 years. But I'm excited about what God has got planned for tomorrow. Because He's not going to allow this to pull me down unless I would choose to fall into that. I'm not going there, folks. So if I don't frown enough for you and look sad enough for you, I'm going to be me. And I'm going to allow Christ to flow through me, because I have already seen it in my life how He takes care and makes better than what's going on. I'm amazed at how He does it. Jeanette, is she already gone? Are they here? Or they're at home watching. Jeanette and their family is a good example. Had this baby that had this no skin here at all, and the baby is moving on. Has it been hard? Yes. But the growth in it for everybody has been amazing. That's how God works. Did He do it? No, 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 no. Don't you even think that. We're in a cursed world. But if you believe in Him, if you know that He gives you peace, if you know there's a peace that only He gives you, then you can come back to that place and say, okay, this is not good, but you've got it. And you'll make it better than where we're at right now. And He does. It's a guarantee. See, we have a closet full of armor. And we talked about last week the truth, the belt of truth. And see, with the belt of truth, we talked last week how it holds everything else up on you. Every other part of the armor that's in Ephesians 6, he holds that in place. Well, peace is in there, but look what's before peace. It tells you righteousness. It shows you that, let me go there, Ephesians, let me read it. Ephesians 6:13, it says, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore having girded your waist with truth. We know the truth. The truth is the word. The truth is him. The truth is Jesus. And then it goes on and it says, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. And then it goes on, it says, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What that actually says is, you've got to know who you are in Christ. You've got to know that you've been made righteous so that you know when you take that next step, when you take that next step in your life, when you take that next step in your life, you know you're covered because you know you're righteous. You know that any mistake you made has been forgiven. Because see, if you're in right standing with God, you have already been forgiven. See, Jesus died for your sins. Jesus died for all that's going on in your life. And when I know that already, when I already know that I'm in right standing with God, no matter what I do or how bad I've messed it up, how many here has messed it up before? If you didn't raise your hand, you just messed up. We all do. But see, I know what the Word says. And the Word's far beyond what my mind. See, my mind says there's no. My mind says that if I mess up, then God's not happy. If I mess up, I got to work a little harder and be better. If I don't read my word, I got to read more the next day. If I don't pray enough, I got to pray more the next day. I cannot fix it. But I can fix it by knowing his word. And I can fix it by knowing that I've been made righteous. And I can fix it because I know that when I mess up, he's got it. And I know that when I mess up, he's got it so I can step in peace, so I can walk in peace. So my next day, I don't have condemnation. Romans 8:1 says there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Well, what do you mean there's no condemnation? My mistakes I've made have already been covered. That doesn't mean you won't reap what you sowed. That doesn't mean that you get by with living terrible. It will get you. It will get you, not God. But if you recognize the sin that you fall into, just like David did, he went for a year and a half before he really recognized what he caused with Bathsheba and killing the soldier, the husband. He didn't even recognize he did it because he was the king. He could do what he wants. But then God said, but you. And he went, oh my. Well, see, we're in a place now where he's always telling us the right thing. So when he's always telling you the right thing, you'll know that you didn't do the right thing. He doesn't condemn you for what you did. He gives you peace. I know it doesn't make any sense, but that's how it works. It's foreign to our mind because our mind's trying to figure it out. But we know that the Word says he died for us. The Word says he's got it taken care of. It says put on, in 6:14 it said put on the body armor of God's righteousness. New Living Translation. Put on the body armor of God's righteousness. Why? So I can walk in peace. Why? So I know I'm okay. Why? So I can live with my chin up. And I'm not walking like this, like I've done something wrong. Everything's okay. Everybody here has seen insecure people. They tend to walk like this. I did it for years and years and years. I was the most insecure person you could imagine. And now he's got me talking to. But I can't do it in myself. And I know that already. I trust in him. But see, we've got to get the same way in knowing we've got a breastplate of righteousness. We're covered. I love the scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that he might become the righteousness of God in him. In who? In Jesus. See, Jesus died. This revelation that you have got to grab this. Listen, you've got to know in your knower that when he died for you, when he died, He died for every sin on the face of this earth. But then you've got to know that he was raised from the dead. And then in our faith and in our believing, the Bible says, you were raised with him. I love that. I always wondered, where do we fit in this authority? Where do we fit in all this demonic forces and principalities and powers in Romans 6:10? How do we get through all this? Well, you're above that. You're above the angelic beings. You have been taken with Christ above them. It explains it in Romans and in Hebrews. It explains that if you died with him, then you rose. What do you mean I died with him? Well, when I give my life to Christ, this old guy had to quit. Now, he shows up on occasions, but I know when he shows up. You know, there was a time in my life when you could feel the pressure rising. I could feel the pressure rising in my body about something that had come against me or something that had wronged me. Do you know, I hardly gets out of my toe anymore. Because I know he's dead already. So I'm choosing to let that go and choosing to trust God in every situation, every circumstance that goes on. Well, why? Because I know I'm righteous. Well, why? Because I know if I know I'm righteous, I'm going to walk in peace. Why? Because I know that I have the truth and the truth will set me free. And I know if I live that truth, everything's going to be okay. I can't continue to live in sin and expect to stay happy because condemnation tries to get on me, which I know I don't have. So that it's that fight. So I found that it's better just to do the next right thing and do the best you can. And when you mess up, you just, Lord, forgive me. I know you will. Thank you. I'm moving on. And I'm finding that I'm making less mistakes. I'm far from having it. But I live more peaceful life. I'm in an empty house now with a dog last night that was freaking out because of all the fireworks. Couldn't hardly get him out from under the bed. I let him out this morning. And he living in fear. It's just me and him right now. Me and my buddy. But it's okay. Do you hear me? I don't care what you're going through. I know this is the truth. I know that however I have those times, and when I have those times, and when I open the refrigerator and all I see is a frozen dinner, because the only thing I can make is an angel food cake, and you can't live on angel food cakes. I know it's going to be all right. I know. You say, well, what about what I'm going through? It's the same thing. Whatever you're going through, I don't care what it is. I don't care what's facing you. I don't care what health issues has got you. This is the way Connie lived all of the time. And everybody recognized it, that she always had a smile and peace. That's because she knew down in here, no matter where this falls, I'm okay. Actually, folks, she was smarter than us. She got there before we did. Now, the way things are going, we may all get there pretty quick. But that's all God's business too. See, you've got to come to that place of just relaxing in him and understand where you stand with him. I stand in right standing. I stand with the breastplate. I've got armor hanging in my closet that's going to cover and take care of me if I put it on by faith. Now, I don't get up and put armor on. I get up by faith and know that I'm covered. I get up by faith and know today's going to be a day of peace. And whatever bothers me, I'm finding whatever bothers me, I really need to let that go. Come on. You know, whatever's like, you know, that. That was for nothing. It really was. You know, young man, you're gonna find some exciting times. I suggest you just trust God and just go with the flow. Don't volunteer for anything. Not at first. That is a mistake. Let them do what they're going to do. They're going to break you and then build you back up. That's what they do. That's what he does. He don't have to break you. the world's going to break you. So the younger you can grab this, the better life you're going to have and the more fruit you're going to produce, because you're going to know that God's got my situation. Even when you make the major mistake that you've made, even when you've done something that's going to change the destiny of your life, that does not mean that God can't grab it with his righteousness, grab it with his peace, and turn you and make good out of your life, even though you chose the wrong thing to do to make the flesh happy. You can't get under condemnation. You've got to get under the armor that he's given you, and you've got to trust. You've got to know. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I read it earlier, says, he who knew no sin to be on our behalf. That's amazing to think that Jesus lived 33 years on this earth and never, ever sinned. You say, well, he was God. Yes, but he was man. He could stump his toe just like you could. He worked with his dad, becoming a carpenter. He could have hit his finger with a hammer just like we can. But how did he deal with it? He never went back on the thought. See, the only way you get caught is you follow the thought. That's the only way you get into sin, is you follow the thought. How he overcame sin, he had the thought, he discerned it wrong, he never thought again. Did you hear me? You can't take the thought of sin of any kind, and you can't entertain it very many times to where you, the Bible plainly, that's as plain as it is. The Bible plainly tells you, if you pursue flesh, if you pursue happiness in those areas, that will bite you. That will bring you to sin. But if you are drawn to something that you know I shouldn't be around, do like Jesus. Don't think on it again. Boy, they're awfully quiet, Monica. I don't know what's going on here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I love this scripture. Matter of fact, this would make a good t-shirt. We are new creatures in Christ. Old things. What's that mean? That means once I said yes to Jesus, everything was removed. I pulled the engine out of the car and I put a brand new engine in the car. The old engine is not in there anymore. It's a new one. It's fixed, it's repaired. See, my old self, my mind is still here giving me problems. My mind, my will, and my emotions, I've got to have those. But see, what I've got now is a new spirit. And that spirit is alive and active. And that spirit is going to override and completely transform this mind to where this mind is not thinking about things of sin. This mind is thinking about things to bless him. This mind is thinking about things to bless people. This mind is thinking about what can I do to help my neighbor. This mind is thinking about how can I get out of this situation, God, in your way. This mind is getting the wisdom of God. It says you have the mind of Christ. That comes with having the spirit of God living in you, and you are made righteous, and you are made whole, and you are made well, and he's taken care of. See, we can walk in peace when we recognize he's given us the armor in order to take care of what we're walking through. We've got more to cover in what's coming, but see, you've got to get grounded in knowing you have the belt of truth. Knowing that you've got Jesus. He's the truth. John 1:1 tells us that. He is the truth. He was always here. He created everything. Folks, everything on the universe is held together by him. How can we even deny that he can't cover our little problem? I mean, he's still expanding the universe. Scientists are just now figuring out that it's still growing and going. He said, let there be light. That's never going to stop. That's going to continue to make stars. That's going to continue to make the suns that are out there. That's going to continue to go until he decides to shut it all down. Why can't we say, God, you've got tomorrow? You can talk to God. God, I'm not happy. This is a bummer. This is a stretch in my life that I'm not too excited about. But I know your word. And I know that I've been, I know it's truth. And I know you're with me. I know you never leave me. You never forsake me. I know you've got this covered. I know you've got it. So I trust in you, no matter how it looks. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. I see it in the spirit, but I haven't yet got it. But I know that it's coming, and I know that it's going to come into my life, and it's going to take care of my life. Scripture I want to go to in Psalms 85:10. When I seen this, I went, whoa. Listen to what this says. It says, mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. What a revelation to get in your heart. Mercy and truth have come together, but righteousness and peace have kissed. You can't have an intimate relationship and walk in peace until you back up and know he's all truth and know that he's made you righteous. And then as you get the revelation of being in right standing with God in every situation, every circumstance, you'll get to that place of understanding, I can get up in the morning and I can just go with the flow. Favorite line that I have, and we've got it on a big billboard coming in now. Folks, get up, love God, love people, and go back to bed. That's life. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what direction you're going in life. Just get up, because you're all going to go to sleep. Even if you try to stop from going to sleep, you're going to go to sleep. Then when you do wake up, love God, fellowship with him, have a relationship and talk with him, then go out into the public and then give them what you've got. You've got Christ living in you. Then give them that you've got. Let them see the hope. Let them see that no matter what goes on in life, I'm going to be okay. Let them see, even when I've made a blunder in my life, I'm picking myself up, I'm raising my chin up, because I know Christ has got this, and I don't care how the public talks about me, I don't care what's said about me, I don't care about any of that, because Christ is okay with me. As bad as I've made it, he's made it better. And we come to that place where we can walk in peace. We're going to close out with a song, Blessing. Grab this song for what it is. Because see, you have individually, everybody here, everybody by internet, you've all been blessed. And you can take that blessing that you've got and you can give it. And you can give it. And as we give it, Christ grows and grows and grows in your community, in your families, and everything in your family, everything in your life, everything in this earth could change if everybody would just follow. See, that's the answer. This country was birthed. We've had our celebration. This country was birthed for Christ, a freedom to come in and worship the way you wanted to. And we've been fighting for that for years, and we've tried to spread that around the world. Why? Because we know it's the answer. There's not a hidden agenda behind any of it. We don't need your stuff. You just need our stuff to walk in that peace, to walk in that he's already done for us. So let's stand up. Krista, let's do that song and then I'll close out. Go ahead. Told you and give you peace.
generations, in your family, in your children, and the children, and the children. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 yeah.
Follow your leading. Follow that voice that speaks on the inside. Father, help us to get that revelation of how much you love us. Give us that revelation, Father, of how you've made us in right standing with you. That there's nothing we can do to fix it. It's already been fixed. And we thank you, Lord, that you'll direct and you guide our lives. And Father, then we can take, as we just sung this song, we can take that you've given us and we can bless generation to generation. Father, in the things that you've done for us, the excitement that we have in our heart, Father, for knowing that everything is going to be all right. We trust in you, Lord, and we thank you for it, Father, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. I want to thank everybody on the internet for being with us. We're going to be dropping off here just shortly on the internet, and we're going to be praying for Greg Renfro here. So everybody sit down just for a moment. Greg, we want to pray for you wherever you're at. Will you come up? Robin, he's not here. Too stuck. Okay, Robin, you come up. I didn't know that. Ah. He's got to go tomorrow and have a cath, right, for situations that's going on. And the Word says, to lay hands. Father, right now, we thank you that Robin's standing in for him. And right now, Father, we know there's no time and there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. And Father, as he's still online, I'm sure, Father, we just call him blessed right now. We thank you that this test is going to come back and they're going to be able to see what needs to be done, good or bad or ugly. We trust in you. We thank you that they're going to see that it's going to be able to be fixed and repaired and he's going to get back. Father, as he walks around the block multiple times, I see him go by. I thank you that he's getting stronger and stronger. Father, he loves you. The whole family is in love with you, Father. And I thank you that in the midst of all of that, you're still a God that's got everything in control. No matter where we're at or what we're doing, you've got us. And we just thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, he's healed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Call you all blessed. You're dismissed.